Our focus is going to be not on privacy in the and the new European regulations or on data breaches, although that kind of stuff will tangentially be relevant. It's more about your own data. 10 years ago, if it was 3 a.m. and you woke up and you were scared about, you know, where was your corporate information and where were your designs, where was your email? Well, they were down the hall in a server room. You had a dedicated IT person. You generally knew where the data was. Or maybe you had multiple offices, but they were on your computers. And you really had a good idea about where that data was being stored. I think we see more and more that that is not the case anymore. And it is progressing at, sort of cliche, but at an exponential rate, how quickly data is leaving our own computers and residing someplace else, often the most critical data. As with everyone else, just to stress, this is not the opinion of Phish or AMD or Phish's clients. We're not giving legal advice here. And unfortunately, I'm going to let you know, we don't have a lot of legal advice to give. This is a developing area, and neither Robert or I really had necessarily the answers for all of these things. The cases are just starting here. We'd be more identifying to you things you should think about, things that interest us, things that make us say, well, what's going to happen in this kind of situation? And so I think it's a discussion and a place to begin a conversation for all of us. So what is the problem here? I have a little graphic here. We all hear it, the explosion of data in our society nowadays. This is a graphical depiction in your materials that I found of just how much data was created every minute of every day in 2017. It's, it's unbelievable. And while a lot of this data may not necessarily interest your business,